Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Gather around, come one, come all, and listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat from inside the tent. Where we last left off, we were spending some time in Iowa. The kids picked up some fun stuff and talked to a man who may or maybe didn't have his brain scrambled a little bit.
He was still right.
But he was.
That's the crazy part, you know.
He was still right.
Maybe you have to be crazy to be sane in this world. You know.
Would appear.
Jesse, you would do wonders in 2014.
Should we start brain scrambling?
Yeah. Anyways, we leave Iowa. We went ahead and rolled a die here off mic to decide if we're going to head to Minnesota, Wisconsin, or Illinois. And we went over to Wisconsin. But yeah, you guys go ahead and have entered Wisconsin for a bit. Again, I think this like kind of tail end of your drive has been pretty nice. When you think about it, you're over halfway through the country now. You're really making your way there. What are we up to?
Cheese.
Yeah, I mean, we're in Wisconsin. Might as well get cheese.
Right? You're right. We should find...
Straight from the cow here.
You're right. Like, it might... Yeah, the, like, so genuinely...
Like, if there were cows, they are here.
They are... They're... This is... Aliens. Surely there can't be...
Do you... What if the cows are aliens and...
They're just returning home?
I mean, cows, man.
They're weird.
They are weird. Like, you know, udders.
Ooh. That was a choice that God made.
Udders on a cow. And
would
then
you
we
rather
milk
them have titties?
Them?
I don't know if that makes it worse or better.
Honestly, I think it's kind of either way.
Maybe in the future, there'll be artists who draw that.
Nope.
You know, for money. I have a feeling that's the direction art
cows
is going.
With tits?
Yeah, you know, like anthropomorphized. Did I say that word right?
Anthropomorphized.
You know, dude animals. Animals that are also kind of dudes. I feel like that's the direction art is going to take.
Well, like Disney?
Yeah.
Moving on. So, yeah. What are we just going to visit a farm and say hi to cows? Like, what's.
Can we do that?
Probably.
Do they like have like cow tours?
Are you being serious, Javi?
I don't know. That just sounded really interesting to me in this exact moment. Like a cow tour.
I mean, so probably.
What would they do? Are they would just go out there and be like, these are the cows, and that'd be it.
Yeah, I don't know. They might show us, like, where they milk them and, like where,
facts, probably.
And, like, facts about
them. We might meet a cow.
And maybe...
What kind of cow facts? They just kind of, like, eat grass and become burgers and milk.
And cheese.
And cheese,
maybe
I guess.
Maybe they have free cheese samples.
So we just did the tour.
Cheese.
Oh!
Cheese and milk samples.
Will they give us raw milk, though?
God, I hope not.
Yeah, can we drink that? Is that something that we can have?
I don't think that's safe.
I don't think you're supposed to drink.
Like, raw. I don't think you should have raw anything, unless it's, like, fish and, like, cured, like, soup. Like, that's not raw, like, you know? It's, like, different. I don't know.
Yeah, like... Anyways, if it comes up, don't drink the raw milk.
No, yeah, I'm not gonna.
Well, we should at least give it a try.
No,
I don't
think
we should just give it a try.
Why?
Do people drink that?
I'm sure there are people out there. That
I'm sure,
it.
Like cow milk farmers do.
The Native Americans? Did they drink cow?
I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that. That's something you'd have to do your own research for.
Yeah,
I'll ask if we. I'll ask.
Ask who? The white people that run the cow farms?
Yeah, they're not going to know anything.
What are they going to know about Native Americans?
I don't know. Maybe they know some and they can direct us in the direction.
I don't...
Are there many natives in Wisconsin? I don't know enough about...
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, we're going to keep driving.
I think you guys come up to like what is like a farm and has farm tours. Then you see some people like you know, lining up. It's like a small group. It's like a group tour, you know, you walk around the farm and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's more of like a petting zoo farm.
A child's field trip.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We're going to be the oldest ones there.
Yeah.
It'll just be some drunk dad in the back.
Yeah, we're here for research.
I think you guys like pull off. You get out, stretch your legs. You walk over to this small group. It's one family with like four kids, another family with like two kids. A mom with a kid, and then you guys.
Yeah.
And I think there's, like, this, like, farm, like, she's, like, a lady, but she's in, like, the farmer's wife's, like, outfit, you know, like, it's very, like, haha, like, oh, hello, joining our tour here?
Yeah.
Yes, the more the merrier. Let us begin, and she kind of just starts walking you through. The first half, it is, like, lead, you know, they're, like, this is the where we milk them. I think they have, like, actually, they're going to have kids, like, line up. And they're like, okay, who wants to milk? And somebody's like, ew, and some line up. Yeah. Javi gets in line. Javi milks this cow. As you milk
the
like cow.
I don't like that it makes noises when I do it.
Well, what were you expecting?
I don't know.
What were you expecting? They're cows.
See, the cows are often relieved when they are milked. They have to release them.
You're relieving them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like helping animals.
So they finish doing the general walkthrough, and then they kind of just let you like go about the farm and like pet the animals and stuff like that. So you kind of just have free play at the farm. So
I'm gonna go up to one of the cows and I'm gonna like get close to it and be like, I know your secret. You don't have to tell me, but I want you to know that I'm an ally.
Moo! Like a loud moo.
I jump back to see if anything's
happening.
Yeah,
I'm like. What's going on over there?
I don't know.
I'm just gonna keep mumbling
really
this cow.
And I'm scared.
I'm scared he's gonna get us kicked out. Is what I'm scared about.
Yeah, you know that's valid.
He's sitting there mumbling to the cow.
Tell him not to trust the government. I met this man.
I don't think the cow trusts the government anymore.
Do you like egg salad sandwiches?
I ate them all already.
They're like 2 days old.
Yeah, they're gone. They're bad.
If there were any left, they are, yeah. They're
do not
nasty.
Eat them.
Don't eat them.
You're already talking about drinking raw milk, though, so.
Well, I mean, you gotta try everything at least once.
That's not something I think you need to try once.
Just try.
Do not shrug at me. That's not.
I'm sure it's, like, fine. Like, I'm sure it's, like, fine.
I mean, I didn't say anything that like
the cow,
it wasn't
the like
fine.
The baby cow is drinking right out of there.
I think like the farmer's wife's like, oh, what's fine?
Raw milk.
Oh, don't drink that.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay.
What I thought.
You should always pasteurize your milk first.
Right.
Yeah, something about bacteria.
That's
for mass
I
consumption.
Thought.
It's just safest to pasteurize it. You know, make sure
that's
you don't get any of the fecal matter from the cow inside of it or anything like
that.
Yeah. Like they're.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
They're poop.
Yeah, cow poop. Yeah, cow poop.
I guess it is kind of like hanging out there.
Yeah, no, it's pretty close. And you know, it's close to the ground too, so yeah.
Makes sense. But what about the baby cows?
Well, you see, they're built for that. That's, they have two stomachs and their body is adjusted for it. Ours are not.
Oh.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, our, yeah, we're not baby cows.
See, this is why we go and learn things.
I thought you knew that raw milk wasn't like, safe for consumption.
This is a perfect learning experience for all of us.
Yeah, have you had raw milk before?
Everyone should boil their milk.
I've never had raw, and I was curious about it, but this is why.
I, a dairy farmer, believe that everybody should boil their milk.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
pasteurization is just boiling, actually.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a really beautiful thing.
It's a fancy term for bringing milk to a certain temperature to kill all the bacteria and germs that might be in milk straight out of the teat of the cow.
Yeah, anywho.
Okay, do I radicalize this cow?
100%, yeah.
Nice.
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 That's it. You wanna see if they have, bottles?
Yeah, they probably do.
Yeah, milk cups.
They got
shot glasses. Milk shot glasses.
All right, you don't have to.
Sorry. Yeah, they have a little shop on the side of the car.
I'm just looking for a little gift shop. What do they got there?
Milk shot glasses. They have the big mugs, all kinds of stuff.
You know, like how those fake baby bottles have like the milk in them?
Yeah.
It's like that. Yeah,
they also have the glass carton milk,
Glass bottle milk. We have nowhere to put glass bottle milk, Copy.
Well, we can get a small one. I'll just drink it all right now. Chug the milk. I don't know where I'm at right now.
I don't think
I'm really excited.
You're really excited about cows.
I don't think animals.
I don't know if you should chug the milk. You can drink it. I'll have some with you.
I feel like it'd be funny. Like, I chug the milk, it comes out my nose. I throw up. I used to do that a lot at lunchtime in school.
And we don't have to do that
anymore. The older kids would be like, dude, Javi, like, chug this milk.
And we don't have to do that anymore.
And I did it. And sometimes sometimes I lost.
Yeah, and sometimes you would come over crying.
No, you only lost.
How do you know? You weren't there with me at lunch, so.
Look, I saw you, and you lost a lot.
That's interesting that's something you remember.
Well, when the whole cafeteria is saying chug, 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 it's hard not to look.
I don't even like milk like that, so.
Then why were you so excited to see the cows?
I don't even, it's good for your bones, but, I drink it because I have to, because it's good for my bones.
But didn't you break your leg?
I didn't break anything. I tore my ACL.
Oh. So were your bones too strong then for your muscles? So maybe drinking milk is the reason why you tore your ACL.
I don't know the science behind that, actually. Doctor, like, I... I don't know what Zeke's saying right now, to be honest.
Your bones might be too strong for your body to handle. You drank too much milk.
I don't know.
I'll show you a strong bone.
Let's ask the farmer. Farmer lady?
Yes, yeah.
Can your bones become too strong from drinking milk that it hurts your body?
That's not how science works.
Well, we don't. There's no way. This jury's out. No way to know.
I'm going to make us drive through a town where there's a library or something, and we're going to figure this out.
We need to find a doctor.
At some point.
We need to find scientists.
The last scientist we found was not a cool guy.
Yeah, we'll find a doctor then.
Okay, put that as a little note if we run into a doctor.
Okay, let's get some samples of cheese or whatever.
Yeah, let's get some. Do they have milk cheese samples?
Can we make butter or something?
Yes, they do have a butter churning area where you see people making butter. There's cheese for you guys to get. There's all kinds of. There's that, right? Yeah. Like, it is just a dairy farm.
I'm sampling.
I'm churning so much butter.
Yeah, I can imagine Javi having just a fun time just to get the. Well, because Javi, I like to imagine, is when you have a puppy and that puppy's cooped up. And you need to release the energy.
Yeah.
And
Javi, he's just releasing his energy.
Yeah, Javi has the zoomies right now. You're just going to town. Wow, don't hurt yourself.
No, I'm good. You gotta put in the butter churning sound. He's making that shit happen.
Yeah.
There's kids waiting in line to do the same
thing.
Yeah,
they're
I got it. I got it. Don't even worry about it.
You're the best butter churner ribbon.
Yeah.
Hi, I want to make some butter too, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, well, you gotta wait in line.
Oh.
Because I'll finish this one and then they'll bring a new one out and then you can get that one.
A small child having to churn butter from the start.
Can you over churn butter?
You can. It becomes
It becomes
like curdled cream or something like that.
Oh, you gotta be careful.
No. Butter it because if you're trying to whip cream, if you whip it for too long it becomes butter.
Yeah, but if you can overwork the butter.
It falls, it crumbles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because the fats and stuff like that. Javi butter's weird.
Butter. I crumbled the butter, guys.
I think she comes. She goes, "Oh, it's so close! Oh man,
take that
not white off. Butter."
All the kids are like, "This guy can't even churn butter."
Yeah, I can.
All kids are like,
"I can churn butter."
Get churned but breaking down.
Yeah.
The new one comes out, you're like, "Kid, I got it."
Like I get in line.
I think your kid like beats you there.
Dang it! Dang it! Oh, I'm like waiting in line.
Yeah,
and
I have
to go.
You have to wait in line. All right, Javi, we gotta go.
But I'm third from the front.
I thought you just churned butter.
Well, I did. I churned butter and then I churned it too much and it crumpled. But this time I can churn it just enough to be perfect butter and then I'll get my ribbon.
She comes over and she gives you the ribbon.
I haven't earned it.
You did good.
He hasn't earned it.
It's your first time churning butter, and I've never seen someone churn butter their first time so much that it becomes butter then it doesn't become butter. That's the first time ever.
So what you're saying is I'm the best at making not butter.
Yes, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, can you put not on there? Like,
oh yeah, yeah. A lot of Sharpie.
There we go.
Sticks it on.
There we all go. Right. Yeah, you've done it. Let's are we good now? Road. Yeah, we should probably get going again. That was fun.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. Okay. You guys not have fun?
No, yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, like,
I give a nod look to the cow.
Why did you get really close to that cow?
Look, I was just asking it if it was an alien. Or if not, then to be careful of aliens.
Well, did you get an answer?
I mean, it moved. I feel like we had a moment. I think he gets me. Oh, wait, it's a girl cow. Maybe I don't get it as much as I think. Thought I did.
All right. Anyways, what next, guys?
I don't know.
Is there to do in Wisconsin? Do I have, like, a thing? Like, or is there, like, anything, like, on the map?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Wisconsin is just the trees. There are a lot of lakes.
Who don't want to go to a lake.
Yeah, no lakes.
There are some sports teams.
I need someone else to drive because, I had a lot of that free cheese.
Oh my God.
And it's not sitting good.
Seek.
It was real good though. That's the freshest cheese I've ever had.
The Brewers and the Packers are the two like big teams that are in Wisconsin. So you can
football, baseball
with the cheese hats. Is that
yeah? Okay. That's the Packers.
Awesome.
Oh, we got to get a cheese hat.
Oh, need a cheese hat.
So our goal is to get a cheese hat.
It's off season.
So I mean, I'm sure there's like a store that'll have them.
Oh, it definitely. Won't be authentic, probably any store that you walk in around town will have something
likely.
Packers related.
Yeah, likely.
There's probably cheese hats at that freaking dairy. Hmm? Dairy farm. Dairy? What's the like word for a dairy farm? Just dairy farm?
It's a dairy farm, yeah.
A creamery?
A ranch?
Anyways, it's baseball season. If we want to go see a baseball game.
I mean, I'm down.
Yeah. Well, because no lakes.
Right, no lakes.
A lot of lakes here.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure there's, like, museums and stuff we could visit if you want to do that.
I feel like we saw the museum, basically.
Yeah. Cows, it's just cows museum? And cheese. Cheese yeah. Museum.
Cheeseium.
Cheeseium.
Whoa! Yeah.
That's what got you?
Yeah.
That's silly.
You know how I love my combined words.
Cheeseiums. Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Anyways.
Brewers game sounds fun.
I like a good hot dog.
Ooh.
Yeah. Did you not consider?
I hadn't considered that. Hot dogs are good.
We still have travel time to get over there.
Let's get on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll drive since Zeke is full of cheese.
Yeah, and I pulled my churning arm, so...
You
I'm joking.
Not,
I could drive if you want
you
me to.
You did not pull your turning arm. Actually, you know what? Yeah, you haven't... I don't think Javi's done a ton of driving, actually,
no,
now that
no.
I think of it. So,
no,
you know what? You're right. You're up in the...
Right. Yeah. I'm more dairy than man.
How much of the free cheese did you have?
They just kept giving it to me, so I kept eating it.
Wow.
That is a dilemma.
It takes 4 to 6 hours to drive through Wisconsin. That's it.
Oh, so we have like 4 to 6 hours to kill then? Okay.
Baseball.
I didn't really play much baseball. I did a little bit of flag football. A little bit. I was a basketball kid though. You ever play baseball?
No. Oh. Not on purpose.
Like, on accident?
For PE, they make us.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. But that doesn't count. That's like it's a plastic bat and.
Yeah, and a wiffle ball.
And a wiffle ball. Like, yeah. Anyways, Javi's driving.
Yeah, Javi's driving.
I think he drives with the seat all the way back and with the music all the way up. And it's his own tape, which has a lot of Madonna and then a little bit of Michael Jackson, like sprinkled in there, just a little light sprinkle, and some Freddie Mercury all the way back. Whoever's sitting behind me is, you know, smushed.
Yeah, I think the day, like, so it takes a bit of time, and I think it was pretty, like, I would say it was between, like, you were at the dairy farm from, like, 11 to 1, so you guys are making it, like, a night through Wisconsin, right? I don't think there's any baseball. I don't think you'll make it time for any games tonight, but there will be a game tomorrow. So yeah. Are you guys going to stay in Wisconsin for a bit?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll see why not. Yeah.
So as you're driving, are people sleeping? Are people dozing off? You're full of cheese.
I'm full of cheese. I'm
farting.
Ugh. Oh, no.
That's a window, dude.
It's real dairy, too.
I can't reach the window, you guys.
No.
Roll the windows down, Javi, please. Yeah.
No, it's fucking.
I know. I'm rolling my window down, bro. You have to roll yours down.
But I'm driving.
You can do it.
Oh, big one's coming, you guys.
Stop.
Oh, my God. You're going to gas us out. Drive faster.
The music.
Yeah.
We can get through this.
Yeah, you guys drive through with a bit of Zeke's farts. It's a bad time.
It's bad.
You're just going through so much, like, it's just road and trees. Like, it really is just road and trees.
And then every once in a while I go, cow.
Yeah, and I think that there is a moment where it's just, like, you. And, like, you hear, like, the chirping and things like that outside.
I take a nap.
Yeah, you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fall asleep. What about you?
At some point.
I'm like half awake, but I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just you, your friends, one's half asleep, burping, and like, oh.
And farting.
Yeah, and the other one's just asleep. And I think you see like a not dissimilar shadow kind of like cast over the car for a moment. You're like, huh, like that's huge. And then I think you like peek out, and it's just the biggest bird you've ever seen. Just. Up high, and it just kind of glides away. You keep driving, and sort of like, great,
awesome,
yeah, awesome. Reaffirmed on that.
Yeah, like Zeke, are you up?
Oh yeah.
Can you look out the window?
I can't. I'll just, why? What's so important? I'll try.
Never mind.
Okay.
Bro. Never mind.
Okay.
You go for a couple more miles. Everyone sort of. Right. And I think I need you to make me some kind of reflex check.
Flight. Fight.
You pick your reflexes.
Flight. Oh, dear. 11.
Okay. So 11. You see this, like, large kind of blob. Like, it's a little darker, and it's just trees, and there's really not many lights out aside from, like, the van at this point. It like lurches out from like the one side of the road, lands in front of the car. You swerve, and I think like thump, hit it a little bit. You kind of swerve the car off. You guys all like as the car swerves like, and then
screams like a girl.
Yeah, you've all woken up, and the car's kind of like pulled off to the side.
What the fuck was that?
Something jumps into the road. Something. I think I hit it a little bit. Jumped into the road. I don't know.
Put the car in park.
I
like rub my eyes and I get out the car.
Are we gonna have to shoot a dying animal?
We have a shotgun now.
Oh,
I put the car in park.
I don't think about that. I get out the car and I look at where it was hit.
There's a huge dent. The light is cracked. It's like where the front light is.
What the hell did you hit?
I don't know. Maybe a deer.
How big was it?
I don't know. Can I roll to try and recall? What, brains? 8? What at?
7.
Yep, by your recollection, it must have been, like, 10 feet.
Huh! And big.
like...
Maybe a moose? Are there meese out here?
It's kind of close to Canada, so I mean, it's a non-zero chance, but...
Maybe a moose. Those things are huge. We need to get back in the car, but there's a moose out here that just... That's probably mad.
Can I look around to see if there's, like, signs of, like...
Meese.
Because what side did it come out of and where did it go?
It jumped out of the right-hand side, jumped out, and then I swerved, so I'm not sure which way it went.
Okay, so it probably went left side then, I assume? If I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just look on the left-hand side and see? Boins. That's a 7. I want to use a token.
Go ahead and roll again.
A 12.
You look over and you scan for a moment and don't really see anything. And then a little off in the distance behind some trees, you see these two kind of glowing orbs, like yellow glowing orbs, just kind of almost darting back at you, just looking. Their eyes. You know their eyes.
Yeah. I think the thing you hit doesn't look too happy.
Is it a moose? Get back in the car. Get back in the car.
I don't... It's in the trees, right? So I can't really see what it is. I just see eyeballs.
Let me see. And I'll go and look.
Yeah, you see it.
Yeah, I'm going to look too.
Just eyes. It's just big, glowing yellow eyes.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how hopecore seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC Many Sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
Cutter.
Here we go!
Oh my God, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair.
He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back because we're going to have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh my God. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It was fine. It's not fine. Hey, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah. It is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Smashed in the head.
Bodhi has a pocket full of like one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh, it was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
And that's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Mummy!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Gutter.
Okay, well, let's back up and
slowly.
Yeah,
and who moves first?
Shit.
Just curious. You take a step back.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh.
Yes, you take a step back and you just hear like a little like,
oh,
and then like a something like a twig snaps under whatever its foot is. It steps forward.
Guys, we gotta get back in the car, man. We gotta get back in the car.
Okay,
all right. We have to get back in the car.
Did you freeze? Like, did you stop moving? Or
yeah.
Okay.
So if we have to get back in the car, but he gets mad at when you move, I feel like we're in a predicament.
Well, whoever doesn't get attacked maybe goes for the shotgun.
Oh.
Did you guys leave the doors open or closed when you got out of the car? I'm just curious.
I was in the back, so I think I would have left the doors
open. Okay, yeah. So the back's at least open.
Yeah, my front side isn't open.
Both front doors are closed, yeah.
Yeah. We just have to get into the car.
Yeah, but like...
And then we'll be
safe. We have to make it to the back of the car. Because I went to the front of the car to look at the front.
And you guys all gathered around Clem.
Yeah,
yeah, and then I looked around to see. So we have some ground to cover if we're going to the back of the car.
Let's slowly back up. And if it starts coming at us, we run.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to slowly start walking back.
You moving?
Yeah, yeah. I guess if Zeke...
Okay, yeah, you guys hear another...
If Zeke starts moving, then...
You guys keep moving or are you freezing? Just let me know.
I'm freezing.
I'm stopping. Clem stops.
Maybe we should be big?
Maybe it's a bear. That'd be a
10-foot...
big bear.
10-foot bear?
He's 10 feet is even big for a moose.
Yeah. That's like two of me.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's big and it wants to eat us.
So maybe, how about this? At three, we all run.
Like a scatter kind of run or
no,
into the car kind of?
I guess,
like into
I think
the
into the car.
Okay. All right.
Seems like our best bet, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, I guess I don't really have any other ideas. Okay.
Who wants to count?
I'll do it. I came up with the idea. I feel like I should.
Okay, count.
All right. Three. On go.
Three. On go?
Yeah. I'll do the number and then, you
and
know,
then
count
on
down,
go,
then go.
We run. Okay.
Okay. Three, two, one, go. I'll start running.
Do we have to roll?
I want everyone to make flight rolls.
God.
It's my worst one.
I have a D10 in that.
Oh, I got a
roll
five.
Again.
I got one.
All right, so you got a five?
You got five. Well, what I get plus one.
Oh, so you got six.
A five.
All right.
11.
All right, so Javi, you like, I think you go from like standing to jumping, and you're like, you're already
in
the back.
Yeah, you lunge.
You pretty much like one step it, and then you jump into the back, you turn. Neither of your friends had even cleared the corner of the, like, you're like, oh, I'm too much faster than my friends.
Oh, no.
And then you got six, you got five.
Yeah.
So, Zeke, you, like, pull, like, you, like, loop around and you turn and you see now just behind Clem, like, the brake lights are kind of on, illuminating it. The eyes... from like you try to scan to track where they were, you don't see them. You look up, you see that they've moved up, and you see on like all twos, probably at about like 12 or 14 feet, is this like canid wolfish monster beast just on the heels of Clem with its like hand up like this, right as Clem gets into the van. And Clem, you don't see any of this.
Yeah, no, I'm
because you're running and it's behind you. Clem jumps.
I'm
in.
Just so much
I
shorter.
Driver's seat already?
Yeah.
Yeah. Clem jumps in. You don't have a chance to close the doors. I want you to give me another flight, please, for Javi to see how fast he can get this car going.
To five.
Remember, you got to give a little snack sometimes.
Yeah. So, Javi, you're like, oh, ah! And as that happens, the car, like, kind of moves like the wheels move as whatever's going to slam into it. No one closed the doors. Like, you guys just got in
no,
the car.
Yeah, we had no time.
I think it is like... beginning to climb into the car and reaching for you guys. Give me another flight, please.
Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Oh, thank you. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Take this. Oh, mama. 10.
Okay. Yeah. You peel out so fast, and as you do, this thing kind of like tumbles out of the back. Zeke, are you reaching to close the doors?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Zeke reaches, gets both doors closed, and you guys peel off into the night.
I'm pulling out the shotgun. I'm going to be like, ah.
What was that?
Did you guys get a look at it?
No.
As you say that, I think you see like, just like you, there's like, oh, like there's something on the side, and you look, and running on all fours next to the is a giant wolf. Like, it's a wolf. Yeah. Like, you're like, that's a fucking wolf.
Oh, God. Get the shotgun. Just have the shotgun. I just like.
Yeah. As you speed up, it falls back and then catches back up. I think you're about like 60 to 65 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you push into 70. It starts to fall back 80 further. And you see it like dwindling in the rear view. You guys look out the windows. 90. And it's no longer, and you see it kind of peel off into the forest.
I start slowing down because I'm going way too fast. I don't want to get pulled over.
Yeah, it's only like 6 or 7 p.m.
That was bad. What was that?
That was a monster. It was like a super bear.
It was a big ass wolf.
Oh, do you think it was a werewolf?
Don't say that.
I don't know.
Don't say that.
I don't know if we got silver bullets, though. We only have regular bullets, I think.
What am I supposed to do against a werewolf?
Is it a full moon?
I'm going to peek out. It's a full moon.
It's a full moon, guys.
Woohoo! No! We're on the road in the middle of nowhere.
We need to find somewhere to be.
Yeah, we should find somewhere to be.
We need to find somewhere to be.
Oh, no, I don't like this.
Oh, we need to find somewhere to be.
Yeah. You guys drive for another probably like hour or two. You end up in Milwaukee. You're able to find a little Milwaukee hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank God.
You guys kind of clamber into this hotel. A little shooken up.
Does it have any pamphlets, this hotel?
Yeah.
No.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a small, it's like a motel.
Yeah.
You guys get in. Are you guys getting one or two rooms?
One.
Yeah. With someone who has a tendency to sleepwalk, it's probably best to have one room.
I'm barricading the door, as we have before.
Yeah. Didn't love that. Didn't love that at all, actually.
Well, that was bad.
Well,
but I'm awake now. That definitely got the cheese through my system.
Did you shit yourself?
Yeah, because that's what that implies.
No, but I almost did. Luckily, the cheese kind of gunked up in there, so I feel like...
Ew.
It was actually a benefit.
Ew.
It's coming, so if you guys need the restroom, I'd use it now if you're going to take a shower or something.
Looking on the bright side of things, if it was a werewolf, maybe... After the full moon's done, he's a charming young man who plays basketball.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. You ever watched the movie Teen Wolf? Made me want to be a werewolf.
Yeah, but he clearly wasn't a Teen Wolf situation because he was trying to eat us instead of play basketball. Unless he was trying to surf on our van. Maybe we just misunderstood him.
It's a small chance.
But he was scary looking. He was trying to get inside of the van, though, so...
It growled, so...
Yeah, and it was...
I can only imagine a growl means not happy and not friendly.
In some way, and I don't have any way of communicating
with... It's none of my business. Werewolves. I'm glad we got out of it.
So we'll assume it's not a teen wolf situation.
Maybe an adult wolf situation.
You guys were on a time limit. If you need the bathroom, you need to use it now.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, what order do you guys go in the restroom and like get ready for bed? Not counting Zeke.
I assume we let... Clem go first.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, most of the time.
I'll go first.
Because we're nasty boys.
Yes, I think you go into the bathroom.
Yeah, I go to the bathroom. I like pee and then.
Yeah, you do your routine. I think so. Like, you're getting ready. You're looking in the mirror. You guys are sitting kind of out in the the rest of the room, mm-hmm. pretty much. Mm-hmm. And like the TV like clicks on. Mm. Just kind of out of nowhere. It's weird because like the light like everything gets a little brighter from like the electricity you have on, and the TV clicks on, and you can't quite tell what the programming is. It's interesting. It's like these two gentlemen in like almost like science, like big gloves, you know, white coats and like gas masks on, and they're like, and then like you just hear like coming from behind them. I want you guys both to roll grit for me, please.
Uh-oh. I don't have grit.
I got an 8.
Okay. A three.
Yeah, Zeke, you're like, oh, this is weird. What the fuck is this on the TV? And Javi just out, asleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
once again, Javi is asleep.
Yeah, you see Javi just...
Oh, no. Kind of,
I think what happens is Javi goes, oh. Just asleep, Zeke. You see that happen. This is on. And you see they're, like, holding up vials and, like, pouring them and just, like, doing weird, like, it almost looks like someone pretending to be a scientist, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like,
there's, like, beakers and stuff.
Yeah, like, what is this? Like, what's on? Clem.
Yeah. I imagine I take a second in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, so you hear all
especially
that.
Especially if Zeke's, like, gonna be like, guys, this is gonna be bad. I'm like, okay, let me just...
Yeah, you hear the TV click on.
Yeah.
And then as... And I think you hear that stuff, like...
Yeah.
And as you're looking in the mirror, you see your reflection. Is your reflection, and it starts talking, like, Clem, you have to listen to me. I don't have a lot of time. What does Clem do?
I rub my eyes. I swatch my face with water.
Huh?
Yeah, I swatch my face with water. I look back in the mirror and see if it's there still.
It's like, I'm real.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay, so look.
What's happening?
We're using a frequency. I'm using a frequency to force an auditory hallucination and a visual hallucination. But it's just you seeing. It doesn't matter.
Is it my reflection?
It's your reflection, yeah. Oh, it is a reflection of you.
Yeah.
It's like what you're seeing is still going to be what you're seeing because you're getting all the same processing information. But we're using a frequency that's making your brain download these words.
You said we don't have a lot of time and this is a lot of information. I'm like squinting really hard.
Okay,
like,
okay, then listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Taipan's still after you. They don't know where you guys are at currently, but they're gonna be able to find you.
Are you the one who put the freaking note in our car?
No, but I'm a friend of them.
Okay, so Taipan's still on our tail and we don't have a lot of time?
Yes. Your brother wanted me to tell you.
Huh?
That he can't keep going out of his way to leave stuff behind to help you guys out.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna... Don't talk. I'm gonna wipe your memory of that part. There's gonna be a part of you that remembers. You're gonna be at ease, okay? But you're gonna have to remember this next part.
How am I gonna remember if you're gonna wipe my memory?
We can select my memory. We don't have time! We're really good at this, actually. We've wiped Javi's memory at least 15 times.
Pardon? Huh?
Since you're... Okay, I've read all your files. I can't do this right now. I cannot do this right now.
Okay, what do I need to remember?
I want to be clear. It is like your voice. Like,
no, I know. I like to imagine it's just me like...
Yeah.
Nah, back at me.
Yeah. Okay, so Taipan is on your guys' tail.
Yeah, no longer on our tail, but looking?
Looking for you.
Yeah,
guys.
Okay.
One, you need to lay low.
Mm-hmm.
Two, for whatever reason, it seems like you guys are on some kind of frequency. You guys keep seeing things, right?
Yeah, like weird, like supernatural stuff.
So it's good and bad.
Alien adventures?
So it's good and bad. Good. It's going to make it harder for Taipan to find you.
Okay.
Bad. You're probably going to keep seeing weird stuff.
Which means Taipan's still going to look for us.
Pretty much, yes. He's a little off kilter right now. Like, he's kind of not obeying orders.
Okay.
Like, higher up stuff. He's kind of just ignoring his job. Doesn't matter. You guys just got to lay low. Your brother says he'll help you out when he can.
What?
All right. Would you like to roll another grit for me?
Uh-oh. 10.
The 10, you fully are able to power through this thing trying to put you to sleep. Oh my god. But you see...
The cheese hit me harder than I thought.
Oh my god.
I think what happens is that you start to get like a little nosebleed. And you're like... Mm. And you look over and... Javi... Do another grit, please.
A 4! A 1.
5.
Javi now is sort of like... Like, tongue out, like, head to the side.
Oh. Okay, but he's still breathing.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's ragged.
Oh. Oh, you good? Like,
you want to wake him up?
Does it sound, like, dangerous, the ragged breathing?
It doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I think I'll try to wake him up then.
Yeah, give me another grit. You have the little dinosaur.
So 2.
Want to use dinosaur?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
A two again.
You kind of try to rouse Javi Hansen. It's just out. Like, he's not... It's like he's not even hearing you.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm going to turn off the TV because it's making weird noise.
You walk over and you click the TV off. And it's like, okay. So, again, I'm going to wipe your memory. And it goes back to being your reflection.
Well, I suppose they didn't have time for that.
And then Javi kind of... my mouth tastes like metal. Like...
Pennies.
I don't know. I think that dairy was not pasteurized. It's something. It was. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's something.
Do
up
you
with
reach
that
towards
milk.
His face when you say you're
yeah.
bleeding? How close do you get to his face?
I think I'm like almost touching it because I'm a little delirious. Just like.
Yeah. You reach towards his face. What are your surface level thoughts right now?
I think I'm more like trying to think of a rational reason why this is happening, because I don't think he turned off the TV because it was making a weird noise, as opposed to thinking that that's what was causing it.
Right. No, totally. That's totally rational too.
So yeah, I'm thinking that he's just a bit more like, he's probably thinking of like, probably the milk was bad or cheese was bad or something.
You reach your hand out and before he says, oh, the milk was funny, you're like, oh, the milk was funny. And then and for a moment you're also like, the TV was making a weird noise, which you didn't hear. The TV wasn't on to you. It's almost like you're getting like, you're downloading memories that aren't yours for a moment. And then you pull your hand back.
Yeah, that milk was fucked up.
Yeah, maybe I had too much too.
I'm knocking on the mirror. I'm like knocking and I'm like touching the mirror and I'm like,
what is she doing in there?
Yeah, she's like,
did she like drop her makeup bag? I don't know.
You think I know what women do in the bathroom?
Gosh, it's an enigma. She's been in there for a while.
But look, she's playing a dangerous game because this cheese is common.
Oh no. Should I see if she's all right? I'll just go knock.
Yeah, I'm going to try to lay down and get this cheese.
What?
You good in there?
What's going on out there?
I don't know. My mouth is like, I think we ate too much dairy or something.
What? I opened the door.
I don't know.
I'm like looking at you kind of like slack-jawed, like, what do you mean your mouth tastes like?
The TV was making a funny noise. I'm just like kind of confused, like scratching his head.
Why does your mouth taste like metal?
I don't know.
What was going on out here?
I don't know. I think we got bad. That dairy's bad. You better hurry up in there. I think it's all gonna hit us pretty soon.
Okay, I mean I'm done. What do you mean the TV was making a weird noise?
I don't know. I didn't hear the TV. I think I fell asleep.
How do you know that it was making a weird noise then?
Maybe I was having a dream about it making a weird noise because I woke up and.
Was the TV making a weird noise? And she looks at Z.
Yeah, it was like some weird, like, science-y show, and it was making, like, a ringing noise. It's probably a bad connection.
Hey, Javi, that's the exact same memory that you have, but you didn't watch the TV.
Okay. How long you got, Zeke?
I've got, like, maybe 10 minutes at most.
All right, and I'll try to make this quick. My reflection was talking to me in the mirror when I was in there. And,
how much milk did you have today?
Not nearly enough as you guys. And it was telling me that my brother has been helping us out and that Taipan is still looking for us but can't find us because of the tracker thing. And that my brother can't keep bailing us out. I don't know what that means. And that they were going to wipe my memory of saying that and then didn't have time to wipe my memory. But basically, they said that we need to lay low for right now and that apparently we're on a frequency where we're seeing weird stuff, which is why we've been seeing weird stuff. And we're going to stay on that frequency, which means that it makes it harder for the weird agent to find us. But we're still going to find we're still going to see weird stuff. And then they couldn't wipe my memory because the TV turned off.
Javi like yes. raises his hand like to be called on.
What?
What does Dan have to do with any of this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't know.
This is very strange.
Yeah, maybe we should all just go to bed early tonight after I take a massive dump. This is cutting into you and Javi's bathroom time.
I'm good. I don't really need a shower. Like, whatever.
Okay, maybe we should go to bed. I'll take a massive poop. Okay, we'll go to bed and we'll reconvene in the morning when we get the dairy out of our systems.
Okay.
I start walking to the back. I'm like kind of pushing through them to get to the back. It's a little rude.
Man's gotta go. Man's gotta
go. Yeah, you have to go. I, you know, whatever.
Maybe we should turn the TV back.
Get the shotgun.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear
that either.
I don't hear him doing this. Yeah.
I'll turn the TV back on and just flip to a random channel. Yeah, turn it all the way up.
I think you like find like talk through of the game that happened tonight.
Yeah.
Please get the shotgun. Put me out of my misery.
Stop talking to us while you're in there.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I think you all clear your bowels. You all kind of settle in for bed. What order do we fall asleep in?
The second I'm out of that bathroom, I lay down and I'm out.
Yeah, I was asleep while he was pooping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the last one kind of just sitting there like, fuck. Give me one last brain roll, please.
A brain roll.
Before you fall asleep.
A 19. Oh, no.
It's like my brother, like I haven't talked to my brother in years.
In years? It's been years.
Yeah, last you remember was that he had gotten offered a job.
Yeah, and he didn't really say much about it.
Really big paying, and he said it was a big deal. And your mom was insistent that he needed to go to college, that he shouldn't skip getting his education just to start a big paying job because educations come with security and jobs don't. And it was this big blow up argument. And I mean, your brother was always just like the antithesis of your mom, right?
Yeah.
And you just think on that. And I think you doze off thinking about your brother. You dream this night. And I want you to tell me what dream you have that has your brother in it. Because I think it's a dream you've had before.
Yeah. I think about it a lot. It's not something I like consciously think about super often, but I think it was like the last time I saw him before he left. Mm-hmm. And I think he was packing a bag like hurriedly. And you know, he was talking under his breath and I didn't catch anything because, you know, I was little and it was my brother, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they had been having those arguments and whatnot following up to this. And, you know, he seemed like almost like he was trying to convince himself of something.
Yeah.
And he didn't know I was there because, you know, he was in his own little world doing whatever he was doing, packing up, I don't know, going somewhere. But also he packed up hurriedly all the time to go to his friend's house, you know, and stay there when he and my mom would get into their fights. So it wasn't anything like new, but that was the last time in which he left and then didn't come back home, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was just me kind of like, you know, standing there, and then he eventually recognized that I was there, and then like eventually like sort of composed himself as much as he could, and then we probably just had like a small chat of like me being like, oh, you know, what are you doing? Where are you going? And then him, you know, being like, oh, I'm just going to a friend's and that sort of thing. And then I probably asked if we could watch a movie when he comes back. And then that was that.
Yeah. I want everyone here to roll me a grit roll, please.
Oh, quattro.
Six.
Okay. Would anyone with a dinosaur like to attempt a reroll?
I think I have one dinosaur left, okay. So I'm going to do that. Oh, that was a 4.
You all kind of, and it's faint, but like I think all your brains recognize like the light glow of the TV, you know, that like staticky glow.
Mm-hmm.
The TV comes on, it's warbling. And when you all wake for the next morning to head to your Brewers game, you don't have much recollection of that conversation, of Clem's brother. Clem, you had the dream about your brother.
Mm-hmm.
You were warned that Taipan was still after you.
Yeah.
But you have not made the connection to your brother yet.
Got it.
Zeke, how does Zeke categorize his thoughts? Like, is it a library? Is it boxes that he has to open and look through? How does Zeke categorize his brain?
I think boxes is a better.
Yeah, Zeke, you kind of are in this dream where you're just like do-do-do-do-do. it's like putting stuff up in an attic, mm-hmm. and you pick up this one box and it's labeled for later, mm-hmm. and you just slide it to the back, and I think like as you have this dream you're just like, oh, slide that back, and then you hear that like and you see like another version of you walks in and it's like, oh hey, is there anything in here I need to take?
No, I mean, what are you looking for?
I don't know. It's something about someone's brother or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, a lot of people have brothers. I mean, you gotta be more specific than that.
Oh, all right. I don't. What information you got in here in your boxes about brothers? Just kind of like lifting up boxes, and looking through. Like,
okay. I mean, yeah. I guess you could take brother stuff. I guess.
No. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Grabs it. Walks out. The sound kind of stops for you. You just get mind wiped. Yeah, Javi gets fully mind wiped. Zeke, you subconsciously, and in this dream you remember, and I think when you wake up, you're like, for later. Like, what was that, right? And you're like, that's how I categorize the memories. I'll think about it later. You can't seem to remember any information. I think, like, you guys are, like, walking out. You're getting everything ready, and, like, a plane flies over. Like, a plane? How do planes even get made?
Oh,
like,
no.
Where do planes even come from? How weird. And you just, you guys all, you guys all, yep, you all get in the van, drive off.
Bro, what do you guys know about planes?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
You're the plane guy.
What do you
guy.
Mean?
You know, planes. Like, what?
Are you asking, like, generally, like, genuinely?
Yeah, like, planes.
I look at Javi.
You're our plane guy.
Yeah, like,
you
know,
am
like,
I the plane guy?
Yeah, like, oh. The planes.
Yeah.
It is interesting to you because you remember a lot of plane history. Like, oh yeah, like, these planes were used in World War II. And you're just like, who made planes? Like, how do planes happen?
Huh, it's weird. Crazy, huh? Now we make metal things go in the air.
That's
just crazy when you think
about
it.
That's like, do you not remember we're taught that in, like, history?
Yeah, but... I mean, the Wright brothers,
yeah,
I guess.
The Wright brothers. Oh, yeah.
The founders of planes.
Yeah.
When it said, like, asking. That little snaps fires and it reconnects.
Oh, okay.
As that snaps fires, reconnects, you also get a glimpse of your inner palace, right? And you just remember just sliding for later underneath another, another bin, right, that you keep stuff in. You're like, for later. Do you anything with that? Or is it for
no,
later?
No, I think that's weird. I'm like, eh.
For sure. Yeah. You guys
head
out.
Yeah, I guess we. Yeah.
And this has been 5 Gems in a Trench Coat.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Planes.
Bye-bye.
A special thank you to Supriya Zoop, Remy, Bad Heroes Podcast, Lee Carnell, Ink Master, Teresa Giacino, and Imagine If Media for making 5GM Season 5 from Inside the Tent happen.
Hey, thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinTrenchCoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.